Getting out of Ukraine. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. More than 150 members of Florida's National Guard are being removed from Ukraine and repositioned elsewhere in Europe. The Pentagon making that move as the U.S. Embassy in Kyiv evacuates all non-essential personnel. U.S. officials warn Russia could invade any day.
It could begin during the Olympics, despite a lot of speculation that it would only happen after the Olympics.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, if an invasion is launched, the White House says severe economic sanctions will be imposed.
We have been as clear as we possibly can be throughout this crisis, a crisis, again, created by Russia's actions in massing forces along Ukraine's borders.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken. A phone call between President Biden and his Russian counterpart is expected today, but former President Donald Trump doesn't expect Russia's leader to listen.
I stopped his pipeline. I sanctioned them more than anybody ever sanctioned them. Nobody was ever tougher on Russia, but I got along with Putin very well. We respected each other. I think you have a whole different ballgame right now. This is just an exercise.
The former president speaking to Fox and Friends Weekend. Police have moved in, but we haven't heard about any angry confrontations with truck drivers who have been parked on the Ambassador Bridge between Canada and Detroit for days. The truck drivers want COVID-19 restrictions lifted, and they want some face time with the prime minister.
He's ignoring us. He's been calling us racist, bigots, another fancy word that I can't remember exactly how to say it, but we're firm on what we're doing here in Ottawa.
Driver Harold Jonker spoke to Fox and Friends Weekend. America's listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Allegations of racism at a Kansas college.
Three former coaches at Highland Community College claim college leaders actively work to reduce the number of black student athletes on campus. Former women's basketball coach B.J. Smith and former assistant coaches Bradford Zinn and Jared Ross say administrators sought to make Highland white again. Plaintiffs say Highland officials sought to discourage blacks from attending the school, intimidated black student athletes into leaving, and told coaches not to recruit African Americans. Smith was the school's winningest coach with a record of 228 wins and 35 losses. The coaches' contracts weren't renewed after 2020. School President Deborah Fox adamantly denies the coach's accusations. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A fire that erupted last night at an elementary school in Richmond, Virginia, is under investigation. When firefighters arrived at the William Fox School, heavy smoke could be seen coming from the school's top floor. No injuries were reported. A Florida school system may be looking for a new bus driver after a pair of incidents this week involving alcohol.
It was a coworker of a 60-year-old bus driver who tipped off their supervisors that the driver had booze on his breath. This driver, who left in the wrong bus, was transporting 40 students and dropping kids off along the route. When they caught up with him, he fell off the bus while exiting, saying he couldn't breathe. After being taken to the hospital and trying to run away from the police, the man eventually was charged with DUI. The Florida Highway Patrol had already cited this guy earlier in the week in connection with a school bus crash on that same route. John Saucier, Fox News.
From the Winter Games to the big game, U.S. Olympian Shaun White is putting Beijing behind him. He's bound for Los Angeles, where tomorrow he'll attend his first Super Bowl. In his final Olympic snowboarding competition, White finished in fourth place. But the 35-year-old tells the Associated Press he isn't rethinking retirement. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.